You are too thin. Kafaya, are you pregnant? Why is your tummy big? Hassana, why is your nose this big? Uche, you don't have 6 abs. You look like a pregnant man. Auntie Aitike and Uncle Wasabi, you should drink water and mind your business. Our body isn't a subject of discussion, especially if negative remarks is your middle name. Hello there, it's your girl Chaviva, and welcome to another amazing episode of the Chiamaka of Chaviva podcast.
Sign, why don't you face your work until you shake? You go shook your mouth everywhere like a kute. You know they let sleeping dog lie. Sweetheart, say you know na curiosity where key cat. Leave talk, leave amiable, leave chat. Face front, find business where you fit start. Take tea, drink that, mind your beeswax. Open your ear while you are listening to this track.
Hello. Have you been? Like, honestly, how have you been? I know this time are tough. Times are tough. And so, I pray you find the strength to hold on. And thank you so, so much for the reviews, the shares, support from the Valentine episode. It was massive. I am super grateful. Well, today I will be talking about a very, very important topic. And you could either be a victim or a culprit. Okay, I'm going to be calling you this culprit. I'm not trying to guilt trap you or anything, but this is like the best word that I could use. But regardless of the category you fall under, stay put because I have something for you. I don't think it is giveaway. Giveaway, koko. Me no get shishi. So yes, from my intro, you could have gotten a hang of what this episode might be about. And yes, I'll be talking about body shaming and minding your business. Yesterday, I commented on a friend's picture. She was looking absolutely stunning. I couldn't even pass. Like, I couldn't even tap to the next picture. I just had to comment. I'm like, babe, you look amazing. Now, it turns out that she had been getting negative comments and insensitive comments from other people all over about how she gained weight and all those other rubbish. We talked for long and she told me about how someone had committed suicide because of constant bants about her weight. Yes, it is actually that bad. I could definitely feel the pain knowing that I was a victim to this thing. And so I posted on my WhatsApp status because I needed to hear other people's thoughts. Guys, apparently a lot of people had so many things to say and I just knew that I had to talk about this here. So now, starting, I was talking about a couple of things, and so that I do not digress, I will just give you a hint of what I'll be talking about. I'll be talking about the fact that what anybody looks like is absolutely none of your business. I would also be talking about a different factor that contributes to how people look. Then I would be talking about society's standard of beauty, really important. Again, I would also be talking about negative comments and how it affects victim esteem. Also, how to do better as a culprit and how to become better as a victim. And then I'll just wrap it up. So starting with how what anybody looks like is not your business. The thing is that if I can give you clay and have you to do all of the things that happened in Genesis to breathe in air, you cannot even sculpt out something good. You can't even mold the tortoise or even something that looks beautiful. You could probably draw if you're an artist, which is absolutely amazing. But now, even as an artist, knowing that it takes so much time, so much effort to make something look perfect, and then you, out of whatever reason you have the audacity to comment on someone's forehead. You think they chose that forehead, or have the audacity to talk about their back head or their nose, or their lip, even their eyes, or even their tummy. I honestly do not know how, out of all of the topics you could have discussed, you decided to talk about somebody's body. And not even in an amazing way. It is a different thing if you are saying, oh my God, she looks amazing. Have you seen her? That girl's body is fire. That is different, which is of course acceptable. But if you keep throwing bands in the name of jokes, you are calling someone that has big lips, Phillips or Matthew. You are calling someone that has a big nose. And I'm like, ah, guy, small, you are breathing for two. Really? Or I am saying that I can use your forehead to jack padlock. I know that, or even people that wear glasses, and you're like, four eyes, can you see me? How many is this? Am I here? Like, if it sounds funny, but it is basically not funny. It is not funny. Or you'll be like, if the way you're thin, if breeze blows, you could just misplace. And all this very, very rubbish thing that you think is funny. And some people would actually laugh because they don't want to, like, argue with you about it any further. But it is honestly not your business how anybody looks. But I'm always saying this thing that we do not choose the cross that we bear. And so, even if a person looks a certain way, whether or not it is out of their unhealthy habits, is absolutely none of your business. You can talk about climate change. You can talk about your president. You can talk about anything but anybody's body. Word. Because it's absolutely not your business. If they wanted you to talk about, if they felt that they needed to, they would have talked to you about it. But just passing comments and like, why did you gain so much weight? Ah, now wow. Should you not go and work out like this? Oh, who is asking me for your opinion? If I needed your opinion, I would have asked for it. In fact, growing up, I am a little above 20, and people that knew me when I was about 11, 10, and they see me now, they're like, you have not changed. Some people that have sense will be like, babe, you do not age. This is absolutely amazing. Some other people that are not normal, the abnormal ones will be like, you know this job, you know this job. No, I told you, did I put it on social media that I was starving? Did I ask for food? Did I ask for any donations that I do not have food in my house to eat? You think that eating is what makes people gain weight? Some people just even smell food. Some people will be stressed and they'll be gaining weight. So, the point is that what anybody looks like is absolutely not your business. And whether kafaya is thin or fat, whether Amaka is tall or short, whether he has 6 abs or not, whether she is curvy or flat is a rude word. How would you say you are flat? Am I a surface? How would you say that to me? How exactly? But I think I would delve into the reason why I think people have the mind to be saying things like this. It is definitely because of society's standard of beauty. And then you make every other person who doesn't have that standard seem like they are worthless. So it's absolutely wrong. The next thing I'm talking about is the different factors that contribute to how people look. So before now, you know, I was saying that sometimes when certain things happen, you begin to understand better what life is about. So when I started taking antidepressants, even if I was having eating disorder, I would not eat, probably just once a day. Other times I would be eating anyhow. But it wasn't the first time I was having eating disorder. But I realized that I was gaining weight. And not like I was fat, but I started having tummy fat. My stomach is extremely flat. Like, I don't do all the suck it in thing for pictures. I don't do that. What am I sucking in? My intestine. I don't do all of those sucking in stuff. And my cheek is just, my face is, what's that shape? I don't know the shape, but it's really, really long. So I basically do not have cheek. The only cheek I have is my cheekbone. And I realized that my lips started becoming bigger. My cheeks were coming out. And my tummy was just unnecessarily big. And I wasn't even eating that much. I was really disturbed because I was even working out. And how am I supposed to go from working out to this? What was happening? And so I called my doctor and I'm like, I don't understand what this body changes is about. And he was like, that probably I forgot, but he mentioned that antidepressants is something that contributes to weight gain. And so it is not anything I should be bothered about, because as soon as I stop the prescription, my body would definitely adjust back to normal, workouts and stuff like that. And I'm like, I thought about that thing for days, and I'm like, I have absolutely no idea. Okay, I was just taking antidepressants for about 3 weeks, and I was already having that changes. And I thought that, how many people in this world is on antidepressants and gain weight because of that? And us, out of our holier-than-thou attitude, think that they are intentionally gaining weight when it is something that they cannot help. And it's not just people that take antidepressants. I know there are different drugs that people take, different medications that make them gain weight without being intentional about it. And it is not something that they can control. So when you see someone that chubby, and then you have the audacity. Now, I could not put up any picture on WhatsApp. I could not put up any picture. I couldn't even take pictures, because people start talking about, you done the chop. Oh, wow, you are growing fat. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Angel Gabriel, nobody asked you for thanking Jesus or anything. So I didn't want all of those comments and stuff. And I'm like, now I know that this is the reason why I'm gaining weight. And I know that it is not like it's abnormal, but I definitely know I was going to get back in shape if I was disciplined enough to continue my workouts. Fine. How about people on other drugs? That would you think if someone asked me that, Chamaka, you're becoming fat, though, you're eating, I would just smile and say, we thank God, though. I'm not supposed to tell you that I'm on antidepressants, because that, again, is under stigma. Oh, you have a mental health condition and all of that very, very, very crappy thing. Like, what exactly do you want from us? Okay, how about people that it is in their genes to be really small? What do they do about that? Are they supposed to take drugs to become fatter because we think that they would disappear? I would disappear because I'm thin. I don't understand what that means, but it is crazy. It has to be meant, though. It has to be meant. So there are different factors. Some of them, most people gene. Okay, even skin color. You have the guts to say someone is dark, Kenyan kind of dark. And you think that because you are light-skinned, you are better. Or you think that people who are light-skinned are worse. Let's even talk about acne. Someone has acne, and they're like, sure, you don't need to treat this your face well. What? How insensitive can you be? You think that they are daft, that they do not see their face in the mirror. You think that they are not already struggling with the fact that their skin is that way. And then you have the audacity to talk about the fact, talk about them being nonchalant about their skin. No, you are no dermatologist or whatever specialist that is called, and you have no right to prescribe anything for them. Have you tried Nixoderm? Have you tried Fombact A? Have you tried this? Have you Babalawo? Nobody asked you for anything. Have you mixed Ori and this? Have you done aloe vera and that? Now wow, I can't. If it's me, I can't come out though. Sorry. Come again. It's just really wrong that people do not understand there are so many underlying factors that contribute to how people look, and then you have the audacity to judge them. I just think that, okay, let me even talk about this one, Gon. I'm this person that I work out, and I'm not working out to lose weight because, of course, I have no weight to lose. But it is because exercise works better, places me in a better mood, activates me to do daily duties, puts me in an environment where I can be productive. And so it works way better than antidepressants. If you are struggling with depression and any of those mental health conditions, I know it can be really hard to work out, but to be factual, workout places you need very, very a condition that you cannot explain. You just feel fulfilled just by that, because there is this chemical that your brain releases that makes you happier. Maybe not as happy as every other person, but it places you in a better mood, is all I can say. So I usually work out like every day, at least 10-15 minutes, and I'm going to be going extra 30-45 minutes. And so when people come to my house and they see me working, and they're like, why wait till they make this one they work out, do you want to lose your life? I'm like, what exactly? Do you think that everybody work out because they want to lose weight? Okay, do you know that there are workouts to correct postures? Do you know I can be working out because I slouch, like my back is bent, and so I work out so that I can straighten up while working or sitting. And then you think that I'm working out because I want to lose weight. Even though I'm trying to lose weight, how is that any of your business? How does that concern you? Are you paying me for gaining weight or losing weight? Even if you are paying me, it is still not your business, basically. And so you're like, ah, don't lose your life, oh. I should not lose my life because I'm working out. I do not understand. Or you see someone who is chubby, and you're like, the person is eating, and like, ah, and you are eating. I should die. I should die because, no, I should die, right? Because I have weight. I should die. I should not eat. I should starve to death because I'm trying to impress you because I do not understand. And so I think I'm talking about weight more because I think that's like the major one that happens. Then there is the other part of your body. If your teeth is crooked, a bit crooked, or if your lip is big, if your nose, or what about the eyes? This thing that they call people jugo. I think there was one time that there was this girl, and they were like, her eyes is like bulb, like the light bulb. And I'm like, how dare you do that to somebody? How do you say somebody's eyes is as big as light bulb? So how is the head like? You think that the person is comfortable, or when a person who has eye defects, and you're like, is this 5 or 2? Is this 3 or 1? And I'm like, what's funny? What's funny? There's absolutely nothing funny about that. There's really, really nothing funny about that because you think that they are happy that they have to use other objects to see better. You think that people are happy knowing that people continually judge how they look, or when you're like somebody's flat or somebody is too fat or their skin is not looking as clear as yours or any of those other really, really crazy things. But it's absolutely wrong, and I think that empathy does it. In fact, when I started having this difficulty with learning, I became empathetic because when people say that they have absolutely no idea, like they do not understand a particular subject they are taught in school, and I'm like, how else do you want to understand this? Like, this is basically all there is to it. How would you say you do not understand this thing? And I was being judgmental that you're either lazy or unserious. But then, after all of these things that happened to me this past few months, I knew better that there are factors that place people in situations that they cannot control, and so every day they have to struggle with it. And you are absolutely no position to remind them of their struggles if you are basically not going to be helping them and be reasonable about it. So I don't want to just sleep on that part, but I want you to understand that people do not choose to look like what they look, except of course they've done some sort of alteration, which is of course not their business regardless. That's just it. So now there's society's standard of beauty. If you are not the runway model kind or the Kim Kardashian figure as a lady, something is wrong with you. If you do not look all Mr. Macho and stuff as a guy, something is wrong with you. If you are not tall, there's something wrong with you. If you are not curvy, there's something wrong with you. If your nose is not straight and pointed, there's something wrong with you. If your lips is too full, there's something wrong with you. If your hair is not growing as fast as some other people, there's something wrong with you. If your skin is not glowing like every other person, there's something wrong with you. Who exactly is setting all of this standard? When did all of this thing become a thing that everybody's craving to look this way? Because I think most time, because we're trying to impress people, and we do not em we forget to embrace our own body. And so when you see someone who is short, you're like, you give all of this kind of this kind of very, very stupid look and comments, and they are saying all of the you look like Maggie stuff, and I'm like, how does that even relate? Maggie, human, you are wicked. You can hear a wicked person. That's all I have to say. But the truth is that nobody is setting any standard for beauty. we are all unique in our different ways, and all of the differences that we have is something that is pertaining to yourself, your individuality. And so do not try to hate your own body because everybody says you have to look like this. And let me even tell you, there is this very, very disgusting thing that happens. You date a girl who is thin and her ass and her boobs is quite small. And then you are always talking about the fact that it is small and you want it to be bigger. Did you not see all of those things before you started dating them? Did she deceive you into thinking she had all of that? You are dating someone who is brown skinned and you want her to be light skinned. Is there a mistake somewhere? How exactly did you come into a relationship? What exactly is the problem? Do not be with people and expect them to change into something that you want them to be. I talked about that in my Valentine episode. I was saying that do not mold your partner into someone in your imagination. If you wanted that person, you should have gone for someone who is exactly like that. Do not try to turn it around and all of those very, very crazy things that people do. And like, sure, you will not add small flesh. Sure, you do not see people that have small flesh to date them. And you went to you did not get all. You need someone who is chubby, who has flesh. And you're like, you would have to lose weight though. Did you not see people who have lost weight to date them? And what's all of all? Your guy does not have abs. And you want him to have abs by force. Did you not see that there was no abs in there in the first place? So I think that all those things, except of course they want to change for themselves. It has to be a decision they've made for themselves, not to impress anybody. Then it's a whole different thing. But this society's standard of beauty is an absolute no-no. If you do not look Kim Kardashian-ish, or you are not the runway model kind of look, if you do not look like Mr. Macho, there's absolutely nothing wrong with you. If your nose is not pointed, there's nothing wrong with you. If your hair is not growing so long or as fast as other people, there is nothing wrong with you. Our body anatomy is absolutely different and we develop and grow differently. If we could all be the same, then I think that we wouldn't have all of this uniqueness that we have in our midst. So society standard is the pressure that people feel that they have to live up to, which is of course not necessary. So next is negative comments and how it affects victims' esteem. This is where it comes in. People's mental health is so important. Do not shove it into their throats that they look a particular way and make them think that there is something wrong with them, because then it starts to affect them. Okay, someone was saying that she started wearing skimpy clothes because she wanted people to know that she wasn't a kid because she looked small. Another person said that he kept using his hands to cover his tummy because everybody started pointing at the fact that his tummy was big, and so he was always sucking it up in public and feeling really uncomfortable. And that person was like, she usually wears shade because it keeps people from talking about how big her eyes are. Then some other people that they would have to starve so that they do not gain weight. They would have to starve so that their body does not become bigger. Other people have been eating like animals so that they could gain weight or something. And some other people are ashamed to talk in public because they feel that attention will be drawn to them and they would seem really, really awkward being in such body shape. People struggle with different things, and having to put their body as part of as another feature of their struggles is not helping. Imagine me talking about my struggle with my health, about academics, about work, and all of the other things that I cannot even mention. And then someone keeps on talking about the fact that I am thin, that I am not growing, that my mates are big, that someone who I am older than looks bigger and sexier, and all of those things. You know that there will be particular days when I'll be struggling, and then all of those comments will be coming into my head. So imagine how, instead of making the world a better place and make people laugh, you are doing all of these crazy things about talking to them and messing up with their self-esteem and making them seem like a shadow of themselves and making them think that there's something wrong with them. If I do that to you, if I continually have to point out things that I figure are errors, which are of course not errors, but my own perception, if I keep on shoving my opinions to you, do you think you feel comfortable in your own skin? They would hate their body. Some people do not look at mirrors because it makes them see what other people say negatively about them. And it is absolutely wrong. Understand that we have so many struggles. Imagine all of the struggles in your life, and then I keep on including the fact that you look a certain way. Okay, at first, pink lips wasn't a thing. It wasn't a thing, you get. And so, growing up, I had pink lips, and everybody kept saying this thing that I must have been kissing people from when I was young. It was the reason why my lips was pink. And I'm like, where do you guys hear all these kind of things from? Where do you hear these things from? And it's really, really crazy, because how am I supposed to say no or say that's not true? Because absolutely not even your business. And then at some point, being thin was actually a thing. And so everybody was trying to lose weight and stuff. So if you weren't thin, there was something wrong with you. And then being curvy became a thing. And everybody's trying to be curvy all over again. Like, what is wrong with everybody? Why are we trying to change ourselves into different things and forgetting to embrace our own body? I think that it is wrong to keep on pointing to people, talking that they are eating, that they should not eat, or they should not do this because it does that. In fact, you know, at some points when I was growing up, I started wearing really big clothes because I didn't want people to figure, like, to point out that my ass was really small and my boobs were really small, and it was really embarrassing at first. I was always wanting to hide my body in bigger clothes, but now, if ever I'm wearing, I love wearing big clothes, but now for a very different particular reason, because it makes me super comfy. And if I wear fitted clothes, and your ancestors just whisper to you that if you comment something really, really stupid, you jab me once, I jab you 3 times 1 million. Times 1 million. In fact, when I'm done with you, you would question the existence, because you cannot decide to put me in a bad mood and expect me to make you happier. Nah. An eye for an eye makes the whole world blind. I think I should actually go into this music thing, because I've been giving punchlines and rhymes and stuff like that. But guys, honestly, all of the negative comments you mentioned about people's body messes with their self-esteem, regardless of whether or not they talk about it. I know how long it took me to embrace my body. And now, guys, instead of you to oppress me, I will oppress you and make you rock the gym. I'm not going to be talking about your body, of course, but you would never guess the F1 to talk about my body like that. So how to do better as a culprit? As a person, keep whatever standard of beauty you have to yourself. If you like people really curvy and you see someone who is thin, shut up your mouth. If you like people who are thin and someone is actually fat and has tummy fat, shut up your mouth and mind your business. Just drink water. When you have that urge to talk, drink water. When you drink water, you realize that you've you swallowed your comments, and then you're minding your business. Look away. Look away from people's lives. If they do not bring you into it, if I not come tell you that, say, I am bothered about how thin I look, what can I do? In Nitori alone, I beg you, stay out of my business. Stay out of people's business. That is how you do better. Do not comment about people's face. Not comment about people's head, about people's body. Anything that you think that might be insensitive, do not comment about it. I have my perception. Okay, I actually like when someone's tummy is flat. I love it because it's something that I really, really love. It's how my body is. But it doesn't mean that if someone's tummy is big, that I'll be like, your tummy is big and stuff. It is your choice. If you think that you do not like the fact your tummy is big, you would work out, and you do not need me to tell you about that. Except you come to me and be like, guy, I like your tummy that is flat though. How is that? How do I make mine? I'll be like, okay, I have workout routine that I could give to you, and diet plans that you could do, and then I'll be offering help. That's how you do better. If I don't come to you and tell you that, God, my acne is bad, just keep your comments to yourself. That's how to do better. Swallow it. Do not come out and do not throw banter at people. Do not tell them that they can use their head. Don't call them upon. I don't know how they pronounce that thing, but this thing they say about people that have forehead. Do not say my ear looks like an elf. Do not say that my lips are big or my legs looks like tuber of yam, and all of those very crazy things that people say. It is really not good. And that's how you do better as a person who does not mind their business, who talks about other people. That's how you do better. Drink water wherever you go. What exactly can I advise you? Take water wherever you go. Take a bottle, water can, whatever. And when you're tempted to talk about someone, drink water. You remind you before you know, your head just resets, and you mind your business. Now, how to become better as a victim? I'm going to be practical. I think that embracing who I am has brought mad confidence. And it is the reason why I can always talk about my mental health. It's not because it is a good thing, but because I have embraced it, and you cannot use it and bam, you cannot throw bans at me with it. You cannot use it to jab me. You cannot tell me that this one is crazy. The way I wear like my coat of many colors. If I talk about my body here, you'll be forced to hit the gym. If I talk about anything about me, you'll be forced to. You would love it. And so I started embracing my own skin. The fact that I wasn't looking as fair as people on Instagram that looked absolutely beautiful doesn't mean that I am not beautiful. My skin is absolutely amazing. I have beards on my jaw. And then people are always like, you go wicked though. Now, wicked people, they get beards. What's that? So, when you see beards, it means that I'm wicked. I don't understand. And then, at first, I was shy and I was always putting my hand on my jaw while I was in high school. But then, I realized that I am super unique. I have not really seen people. I know there are people who have beards as ladies, but I have rarely seen any of them. And so it makes me, like, when people are talking about that, is that beards? And I'm like, yeah. And I'm pulling so you can say, yeah, it's beards. See, oh, wow. It actually helps me think, like, when I'm actually confused. It's like my brain box. Whenever I'm pulling my beards, like, ideas and inspiration come, I'll be like, you just lie, like, wow. Oh yeah, throw bands now. Shape your head is not correct. Maybe all of us we are mad. And so even if people are like, let me help you pluck it off or try to shave it because it is not really nice. Who told you that it's not nice to have hair under your jaw? Who told you that it's not nice? Or that you're as a lady you have hair all over your legs and you'll be trying to shave it because every other person has smooth legs. I have hair on my legs. I don't shave nada. My brows are full. If you like shaving your brows, good for you. Do not comment about my own brows. It is none of your business. And so when people say that I leave my beard, it went from 2, 3 to 10 strands. And now, every day, I'm like, jigs, what's up? I'm having a conversation with my beard. So you have to learn to embrace who you are. You have to learn to embrace your uniqueness. If your forehead, if you think that people are always commenting about your forehead, guy, you will rock your forehead. They wish they had your forehead. You will become so confident with it. So you have to learn, if you do not appreciate yourself, people would use the opportunity to let you down and instill their opinions on you. If you think that because you have hips, massive hips, that it is wrong, if you do not flaunt it, they will instill the fact and make you feel like you are nothing and it is worthless and it is wrong to look that way. If you are dark-skinned, like super dark melanin, chocolate dipped, how do people say that thing? Skin. Guy, rock it like never before. There is this girl in, she was head girl while I was in junior school, and she's super dark and her teeth is super white. I love her with all my heart. She rocks her skin like you can't tell her shit about her skin. Like, she loves her skin color, and so because of that, everybody loves it too, because of the confidence. So as a victim of all of these bands, nobody is going to help you accept yourself. You have to learn to embrace your own body. Embrace your body. If there's something about your body that you do not like, do not change it because you're trying to impress people. Change it because you want to feel better. When my tummy started coming out, like I said, having tummy fat, I didn't like it because it wasn't because everybody thought having flat tummy was good, but because I have always seen myself as someone who had flat tummy. And this change wasn't something I was ready to embrace. And I didn't like it, and I walked out and went back to normal. So guys, if you think that there's something about you, do not make all those alterations. I don't know, but they're usually side effects. But whatever changes you are making, make it for yourself. Do anything you are doing for yourself to make yourself happy. Do not hurt others. Make yourself happy. What's my general advice? Is that in all, do not be a contributing factor to people's sadness. people are going through a lot these days, and commenting negative thoughts about their body is not helping situations. If you're in that position where there's a particular part of your body that people are always laughing at, baby girl, king, you have to step up and embrace it. It is what makes you unique. It is what makes you unique. And until you figure that out, until you embrace that, people will keep on throwing bands at you. But if you rock it like never before, they would smell your confidence and be choked. Now, my uncles do not talk about, make me the chopper, because they know that I basically do not care. If I tell them that, uncle, you think that me eating is a good thing, I would grow old. I'll be 50 and I'll be looking like this. I would not age. I'll be 70 and I'll be looking like this. I would not age. All of you using walking stick is all these things in your body. Should you want to throw bands at me, I will show you Pepe. If you give me one, I give you 1 million. So guys, embrace your body. Whatever skin tone, whatever way you look, God knows why you are that way. Your body knows why you are that way. If the part of your body that is not growing, hold on like that. My boobs is small. I love it like that. My hair is short. I love it like that. I am not tall. I love it like that. It's absolutely no business. So I hope that with this few points of mine, I have been able to wash your brain. That drinking water and minding your business makes the world a better place. Thank you for staying this long. I love you so much. And I hope you leave your reviews, share with friends, help people become educated. Follow me on Instagram at d.chiamaka of Chaviva. Tag me and tell me what you think about this episode. Spread love this season and beyond. Love and light. Bye.
She just wants to be beautiful. She goes unnoticed. She knows no limits. She craves attention. She praises an image. She prays to be sculpted by the sculptor. Oh, she don't see the light that's shining deeper than the eyes can find it. Maybe we are made of blind souls. She tries to cover up her pain and cut her woes away, 'cause cover girls don't cry after the face is made. But there's a hope that's waiting for you. She says, beauty is pain and there's beauty in everything. What's a little bit longer? I can go a little while longer. She fades away. She don't see her perfect. She don't understand. She's worth it. All that beauty goes deeper than the surface. Oh, oh. So to all the girls that's hurting, let me be your mirror. Help you see a little bit clearer. The light that shines within. There's a